Welcome back, guys. This is episode 3. Hopefully, everybody's good out there and keeping it 100. Sorry for taking so long to make another one, but extremely busy. Got a pretty big family, so I gotta do what I gotta do. And again, I'm still new at all this, so bear with me, guys. Well, yeah, hopefully everybody's doing well. Everybody know about the biggest topic that everybody's talking about right now, coronavirus. And, I don't know. You know, there's other diseases or bacterias or viruses, whatever you want to call it, that I'm pretty sure probably kill more people a day than what this is killing. So it makes me think. I'm like, the hype is so big about this, and don't get me wrong, maybe I might be ignorant talking about these things like this if I'm wrong, because I don't know much about it, but it makes me kind of think that, you know, is there something behind all this? Is there more to it than what they're saying, what they're showing, what they're letting us know? Well, I just got something here too in Puerto Rico. Let's see here, what do it say? Oh, in Vineland, New Jersey. They went to the Walmart, and I'm looking at pictures right now, and everything is gone off the shelves. Well, you know, maybe they know more than what I know, because, I mean, I just went to Walmart, an hour ago, and only certain items were low. It wasn't nothing crazy. Super low on mask and Clorox. They did have toilet paper, which I was told that in Sam's Club they were given just 2 packs of water per family. And there was no toilet paper at all. And you know, that gets kind of concerning as well, especially when everybody knows Sam's Club's always got everything there because people buy by bulk. Anyway, changing that subject, there's been another subject that everybody has been talking about lately, and it's a subject that been talked about in the past couple of years, but it's about, you know, again, viruses, diseases, epidemic type stuff, and it got to do probably with the global warming and Antarctica and all those iced out places that everything is melting. I mean, I think it was 62 degrees the other day in Antarctica. You guys just imagine all the water, all the ice that fell to that water, making that rise even more. And not just that, what they're talking about is the diseases and bacteria that is probably going to be unleashing from, who knows, millions or billions years ago. And meaning there's no cure to those things, probably. So that's something to give thought to. I mean, makes sense. Makes sense for sure. So, but yeah, here in Wisconsin, it was a beautiful day yesterday. Today was all right. Over there in Philadelphia, I guess it's not that bad either. I got my stepbrother over there, and he fills me in. What's going on and all the stuff that happens over there. And then Eddie Ed, he's gonna hopefully one of these days get on here with me, and Like I said, he's an open-minded person. He speaks his mind all right. So I guess, I'm pretty sure, I'm guessing you guys are going to love that. So stay tuned in the future for that. And my sister, actually, I told her about the podcasting. And you know, her name is Angie G. Shout out to Angie G. She just did a trailer, and I'm pretty sure she's probably working on it right now. Pretty interesting. Pretty interesting. If you want some wild, wild things, definitely go down that way. Fun times. Fun times. But yeah, no, everything been all about the corona, and the corona. So, you know, it's, I don't know, it's really makes sense and don't make sense. Some people say wear the mask, some people say don't wear the mask. Some people say the mask helps, some people say the mask don't help. So what is it? But you go to the store to buy a mask and there ain't none. So what, you know, which one is it? And, you know, are they giving out the correct information? You know, I don't know. Kind of weird. Well, anyway, going to a paranormal subject. What happened to me the other day? See, I had a canine named Sam. Rest in peace. That was my boy. He passed a couple months ago. And that was really... Man, I don't want to go through that again. I don't know. But I felt... I was laying in bed. And I felt... like this cold breeze just... like... skim me on my side, like just rub me in my side, just like a dog would, just like he would, in the same area, same spot. It was the same, you know, like as tall as he would have done it, like this, that's what he would have done. So that was freaky, man. And I was looking, you know, the fan was off, and there was no other explanation. And that was probably one of the first times that I ever actually witnessed some type of cold breeze like that, and then in the same area, or, you know, right away, man, I know that was Sam, I'm a big believer in all this, and out of everything that I've been through, you know, I'm definitely a believer. You know, I definitely will be talking about all that in the near future as well. So you guys could, you know, I'm going to keep it 100. I'm going to tell you what I saw. I'm not going to tell you what I didn't see or what I didn't feel, or, you know, I mean, shit is what it is. You know, I'm just going to tell you what I saw, how I felt, you know, some scenarios that were crazy. From Ouija boards, from haunted buildings, to, I mean, removing actually a spirit, an evil demon out of a apartment. And that was crazy. I got pictures, I have videos. Pretty amazing and scary things for sure. So, but yeah, I'm just going to keep it short right now. Just don't want you guys to think that I'm abandoning the podcast. All I can do is probably get better and better every time, hopefully. You guys bear with me, please. And I still got some features coming that, you know, people that definitely want to do some podcasts with me and talk about certain subjects too that's coming out. So you guys stay safe out there. Be cool. Keep it 100. Have a good night, guys. Stay safe.